AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Robinhood's 16.1% week clears the trend line, with relative strength still below zero. Hood has staged a forceful four-week recovery, but the ShareMaestro read remains mixed. Price is back above trend, activity pressure is positive, and volume improved, while the trend backdrop and relative strength have not fully confirmed. Research brief. Robinhood markets closed at $108.20 for the week ended 19 June 2026, up 16.1% on the week and 46.9% over 4 weeks. The move puts the stock 17.7% above its weekly trend line, but the trend backdrop remains inactive, and relative strength is still negative at -12.88. Volume of 178.4 million shares was above both the 13-week and 52-week averages. Yet at 1.2 times the 13-week baseline, it was supportive rather than decisive. Key points. 1. Hood rose 16.1% in the latest week, taking its 4-week gain to 46.9% and 12-week return to 63.8%. 2. The close at $108.20 sits 17.7% above the $91.88 weekly trend line, but the trend signal remains inactive. 3. Activity pressure is positive at 0.95, while relative strength remains negative at -12.88, despite improvement over the past month. 4. Volume reached 178.4 million shares, equal to 1.2 times the 13-week average and 1.1 times the 52-week average. 5. The stock is still 29.7% below its 52-week high of $153.90 and trades 109.5% above ShareMaestro fair value. Recovery move stands out inside financial services. Robinhood's latest weekly move was one of the cleanest price recoveries in the U.S. financial services group. The stock gained 16.1% for the week, well ahead of the sector's 0.5% average weekly return, and the U.S. capital markets industry's 2.2% average. Within U.S. financial services, Hood ranked in the 98th percentile by weekly return, and the sector itself ranked first across ShareMaestro's broad sector week and four-week measures. The industry context is more selective. U.S. capital markets breadth shows positive market dynamics at 72.4%, but only 25.3% of the group has active weekly trend signals, and only 25.3% has positive relative strength. That split matters for Hood, because its own price action is strong, yet its signal stack is not fully aligned. Price is above trend, but the regime read is incomplete. Hood closed at $108.20, placing it 17.7% above its $91.88 trend line after a sharp rebound from May weakness. The 4-week return of 46.9% and 12-week return of 63.8% support the deep recovery attempt, while the latest close sits around the middle of the 52-week range at 49.4%. The constraint is confirmation. The trend backdrop is still inactive, and the stock has no current trend streak despite 29 active weeks in the past 52, equal to 55.8% trend breadth. The price recovery has repaired the near-term chart, but the signal state has not yet moved into a clearly constructive regime. Market dynamics improve, relative strength lags. Market dynamics are turning more supportive. Activity pressure is positive at 0.95, up sharply over 4 weeks, and the expectancy model is positive at 56.2%. That gives the latest rebound more evidence than price alone, particularly after consecutive positive weeks of 13.0% and 16.1%. Relative strength remains the weaker part of the setup. The latest reading of -12.888 is still negative, even after a 67.0% 4-week improvement. In sector peer context, Interactive Brokers, Credit Corp, and Citigroup show active trends with positive market dynamics and relative strength, whereas Hood's profile is still price-led rather than fully confirmed by relative performance. Volume helps. Valuation and drawdown keep risk visible. Participation improved, with 178.4 million shares traded in the latest week against a 13-week average of 148.7 million and a 52-week average of 164.4 million. The 1.2x volume ratio confirms interest in the rebound, but it falls short of the stronger 1.5x participation threshold that would make the next move more persuasive. Risk remains elevated, the stock is still 29.7% below its 52-week high of $153.9. And recent weekly volatility is 13.7%, above the 52-week volatility base of 10.3%. The 52-week up-down split is also unfavorable, at 24 positive weeks versus 28 negative weeks. Although gains have been larger on average at 9.6%, compared with average losses of negative 6.2%. The next test is whether HOOD can keep holding above the trend line, while activity pressure broadens and relative strength moves out of negative territory. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. Share Maestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.